Honey, I'm home. Yes, I know I'm a bit later than I said I would be, but that big merger I've been working on finally came through today, and I've been in negotiations all day long. But by the end of the day, I finally negotiated the best deal my company has seen in decades. You know, I think it was my little lucky charm that I've been wearing all day. And not to mention the thought of what I could do to you with it when I got home. And, you know, the suit I was wearing probably helped as well. There's just something about wearing a suit that makes you feel powerful. It gives you confidence. It makes you carry yourself differently and makes you demand respect from those around you. And that's what I did today. I demanded respect, compliance, and obedience from those around me, just like I do with you, baby. And now I'm finally home, and I get to fuck you with the strap-on I've been wearing all day. I know you've been thinking about it. Do you know how I can tell? Because you're wearing your nice, pretty pink skirt and nothing else. No shirt, no shoes, no panties. Oh yes, I know you're not wearing any panties because I can see your cock standing straight up and pushing out the fabric of the skirt. You better be careful, I don't want you staining it. Now, get over here and get on your fucking knees. Let me just... Now suck my fucking cock. Oh. You look so pretty with your lips wrapped around it, baby. Oh. Oh, you look so, so, so good like that. Pull off. You know this isn't what I want. Turn the fuck over. Now I can just lift up your skirt and I can see your... pretty ass. Oh, I can't wait to fuck it. Now I can just push my cock into you. Oh yeah, there we go. And now I get to fuck you from behind, wearing my nice suit with my cock sticking out of it, with your skirt pushed all up, and you on your knees like a fucking whore. That's what you are, you know. You're my fucking whore. Well, you don't do anything else, do you? You stay in my house all day that I pay for with my money while I go to work. And you stay here and you cook and you clean and you think about me fucking you in your pretty little skirts. And that's all you do with your life. From the moment I put a ring on it, your ass was mine, and now it's mine forever to have and to hold and to fuck for as long and as hard as I want. And now I'm going to fuck you until you come on my cock. And you're going to make a mess on your pretty skirt. And then you're going to take it and you're going to clean it. Because a nice... little trophy husband does what his wife tells him, and I'm telling you that after you come on your pretty little skirt, I want you to clean it. Oh yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Just ramming your ass with my cock. Oh yeah, you know, today, while I was in my meeting, I was telling all of my colleagues about you, and they were all so excited for me to bring you to the office Christmas party. And do you know why? Because they all want to get a good look at you, and I'm sure if I let you out of my sight for 1 second, they'll all try to corner you and grope you, because you're just so pretty, and because You know, if I'm taking you to a fancy party, black tie, well, we all know it's not you who's going to be wearing the black tie. It'll be me. And you can wear a nice, pretty little dress so that when you get caught up by one of my colleagues alone, they'll just stick their hands under it and grope you. But don't worry, baby. I won't let them get you alone for too long, because you are mine, and other people aren't allowed to touch what's mine. Oh, look at that. Do you want to come, baby? Oh, I know you do. But you're not allowed to. No, not yet. Because I've been waiting all day to fuck you, and I think I deserve to come first. And that's it, too. You're so pretty like this on your knees with my cock in your ass that I can just come from the sight of it. Come all over your pretty little skirt. Do it. Now. Oh, there's a good little girl. Oh, let me just pull out. Now, did my good little house husband make me anything for dinner? What do you mean, no? You should have fucking made me dinner. I've been out all day at work, and I'm fucking hungry. No, that's not an excuse. You better go make me dinner right now, or I swear to God, I will spank you until you can't sit down for a week. Go.